9 years ago, Tim Westergren, a former struggling musician from California, dreamt of a future of a musician's middle class. Today, he just might be helping to make that happen. Tim is the founder of Pandora.com, one of the most popular free internet radio stations in the United States today. Tim was writing scores for Hollywood when he became addicted to finding a better way to connect people with the music and the artists that they like, and to connect artists with audiences. Hundreds of sales pitches later and numerous restructurings of the business led to Pandora's launch in 2005. The way the site works is you type in the name of a song or artist whose music you enjoy, and the Music Genome Project, a huge database of about 600,000 songs, finds other pieces of music that share similar genomic identity. So if you type in the Grateful Dead, you'll end up with songs by Phish. Bob Dylan. If it keep on raining, I live on a break. And others that have a similar musical quality. In an interview, Tim explained to me how the music is broken down.
It's essentially all the most granular details that collectively give a song its sound. So we've taken melody and harmony and rhythm and instrumentation and form and voice and so on and broken each one of those aspects down into their sort of building blocks. And we score each one of those building blocks manually.
Tim likes to connect with listeners, so he holds town hall meetings around the country. At a recent meeting in a Soho Apple store, about 50 people from all backgrounds, mothers, teenagers, musicians, businessmen, and some elderly folk, listened intently to what Tim had to say.
There will be a time for sure on Pandora when, if you're listening to a station, a song comes by and you thumb it up, that we could pop up a little prompt that says, oh, you like that band? They're playing, you know, in the Lower East Side on Thursday. Give you some localized information. And on the iPhone, of course, with your GPS.
Incorporating pop-ups about localized music scenes is one way Tim is trying to bring fans closer to the artists. He also wants to help bands get to know fans.
But what we do want to do eventually is, especially for musicians, to make available this kind of data for the artists themselves. So if you're a band, you could log into your Pandora band page, and you could see there all the stuff that's going on with your music, you know, how often it's getting played, what songs are getting thumbed up and thumbed down, and maybe where the people live that like your music, not literally their addresses, but, you know, maybe you can find out that that's where you should be pointing your tour bus. And so that kind of data, we would love to aggregate and present for musicians, and eventually will.
Of the crowd of about 50 people at the Apple store, 15 or so stayed at the end of the speech to meet Tim personally. One older woman had a question about how to use the Pandora application on her iPhone. Tim smiled and showed her how simple it was. Others, who have followed his business from the start, stayed after to tell him that they were impressed with him and his work. Erin Pudigrew was happy to meet the creator of her product she's been using for years.
I came today because I've been using Pandora since I was in college, which was a few years ago, and I work in the web space now, so I see Pandora as one of the most successful web ideas and web companies that's come about, and just was really interested to hear what Tim had to say. I'd never met him or heard from anybody that runs the company, so just thought it'd be really interesting to hear about, you know, where it's going, what it's doing, and how it all came about.
Although Pandora currently has 17 million listeners and plays the music of 60,000 artists, Tim has no plans to stop the town halls and meeting the users that keep Pandora's box open. It is obvious users like the site, but artists feel benefits as well.
I mean, we have artists all the time writing in saying they're feeling the effect, whether it's in kind of some dramatic increase in their iTunes sales or people showing up at gigs that have heard about them on Pandora. It's a steady stream of that.
Those artists might have to start booking bigger venues soon as Pandora increases efforts to expand outside of the computer. The software is available on Sprint, AT&T, and iPhones today, and one of the next big goals for the company is to make deals with BlackBerry and every other listening device out there.
We've got our work cut out for us, but we'd like to, you know, eventually make Pandora the largest radio in the world and you know, build a musician's middle class.
In the future, our children might be begging us to turn on the Pandora to hear their favorite new song instead of the radio. Right now, it is definitely something that is winning an echoing round of applause.